This small display case holds a replica of a riverside gravel bank. On the left, you will see coarse gravel, in the centre, rough grit, and to the right, fine sand. Gravel banks such as this one are formed when they are regularly flooded, shifted, and built up again by running waters. Different kinds of ground beetles are also shown. On gravel banks, ground beetles inhabit very specific habitats. The species displayed here will be found only on the specific substrates shown in the case. The ground beetle Nebria picicornis on the left lives only on coarse gravel, under which it hides when threatened. The ground beetle Bembidion modestum in the middle of the display case lives only on fine grit. Perhaps you will even spot Ammophron limbatum, which is well camouflaged on the extremely fine sand, its favourite substrate. Because ground beetles are very selective about their habitat conditions, they are good bioindicators. The presence or absence of particular species depends on the dynamics of water flow and water levels of watercourses. Many species of ground beetle depend on natural, largely intact riverine habitats, like the various microhabitats of gravel banks shown in the display case. The presence or absence of these beetles indicates naturalness, disturbances, or human impacts on natural dynamics of river ecosystems. Scientists at the Joanneum are currently investigating how hydraulic engineering and similar artificial impacts affect the animals and in turn the ecosystems of streams and rivers.